Hi, this is Bennett Tomlin with the Scientific Nutrition Update, the Workday Show, where in 5 to 10 minutes, I give you my thoughts on something new or interesting in the world of health, fitness, or nutrition. For today's episode, I'm going to talk about my favorite liquor, tequila. Now, we've already covered the health effects of alcohol in general way back in episode 8, so we're not going to rehash that today. No. Today, we're focusing on a claim I've been seeing online again, which is that tequila is good for weight loss. Now, this is a several years old study, but it's popping up again, and so I feel like I need to look at it, and we need to determine whether these headline writers are onto something, or if they're just making something up for clicks. My specific issue with this is the claim that they keep making that tequila is what is causing these effects. That is not at all what the study says, and some of the articles written about this do make it clear that's not actually tequila, but many do not, and the headlines either way are still bad. In order to explain the importance of this distinction, I need to briefly discuss how tequila is made. Now, this is in general, this is not specific. I'm not a distiller, but tequila is a distilled spirit made from the blue agave plant. The agave plant itself is a difficult plant to work with, taking many years to reach maturity before it can be used to make tequila. The pina, the fruit, is then hand-harvested from these plants and cooked to convert the starch into a sugar. They are then milled so that the sugary liquid is released, and these sugars are then fermented with yeast and turned into alcohol. This is then distilled, which is just boiling and collecting it, and then if it's a reposado or an añejo tequila, this is then matured or aged. So, why did I give you this lesson in tequila manufacture? Well, to understand that, let's go back to the study for a second and look at what it actually said. Basically, what the study found was that when mice were fed water with agave in it, which is a sugar found in the agave, which is the plant that's used to make tequila and mezcal, when the mice were fed this, they ate less, lost weight, had better insulinic response, and better glucose levels, which is fantastic. So why can we not make the conclusion that tequila helps you lose weight? Several reasons. The first being, the way our insulin and glucose levels respond to compounds is very different from mice. For an example of this, look at the polyphenol resveratrol, which is found in red wine. In mice, it has incredible health effects, including improved glucose and insulin levels. In humans, it does practically nothing. We are not mice. I keep saying that, but I feel like people are not listening. Now, the second reason, tequila is a distilled spirit. What I mean is that any agave that was in it is lost when it's distilled. The tequila you are drinking either has no agavins or just the barest trace. So why is this important? Well, because science reporting is broken. People report on studies and make claims, and especially headlines, that flat out are not supported by what is contained within them. And every time this happens, every time an outlet does something like this, public trust in science is eroded. People are more likely to distrust important findings, and pseudoscience is more likely to flourish. Reporting like this in the world of health, nutrition, and fitness is the entire reason I started this website. I wanted to do what I could to restore trust in science and do my best to analyze what the best science available has to say about nutrition and health. I believe that people deserve better than to be lied to in order for some company to get more clicks on their article. Please remember, alcohol is a dangerous and addictive compound. Please always drink responsibly and never drink and drive. 3.3 million people die every year in alcohol-related deaths. If you're worried you may have a problem with alcohol, please seek help. The number for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline is 1-800-662-HELP. That is 1-800-662-HELP. Please get help if you need it. Please remember, you can always find show notes for this episode and others at scinutrient.com/podcast. That's scinutrient.com/podcast. If you find any great journal articles on anything you think I might find interesting, email them to me at scinutrient@gmail.com. If you have any other questions, send me a voice message on Anchor, and I'll try to answer them on this podcast for you. If you want to learn more about intermittent fasting, consider checking out my book, The Optimized Guide to Intermittent Fasting. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps more than you know. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, live long, live healthy, but most of all, live happy.
Oh, thank you.